The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Pastor's Podcast. Today I just want to address a situation that sadly occurs from time to time, and that is a sudden disaster. Just recently I've been working with some friends in Mozambique, and they suffered a terrible setback. There were 36 pastors who were getting ready to be ordained, and things seemed to be going very well. But very suddenly, some severe flooding came, and the news has just come through that six of those pastors have died, drowned in the flood. And of course, it's inevitable people can ask the question, well, what is God doing? How has God allowed this? But we know that we live in an uncertain world, and we are called upon to be godly and righteous and sensitive and clear about our faith in God despite such times. It reminds me of another occasion, an occasion mentioned in Scripture, where in Acts chapter 12, we read that Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. And after arresting him, he put him in prison and intended to bring him to public trial after the Passover. So this was Herod. And of course, Herods in Scripture were never very popular people and were often renowned for ruthless behaviour, intense cruelty. But try to explain to the family of James why he is taken and beheaded, and then go to the family of Peter sometime later, rejoicing that he was set free. He didn't die in prison. So what is happening in these things? Well, I think the first thing important to say is that we don't fully understand. I think it would be very foolish to try to pretend that you totally understand what's going on and you know exactly how to handle it. But let us just realise that God allows suffering and setback and pain to his people. It isn't just to the world. Sometimes the world, we can say, in a way, asks for problems. We fail to attend issues and then suddenly there's an accident. We get involved in wars and suddenly there's destruction. It's not all man's fault, but sometimes that is a factor. But God is still over all. God is still working out his purposes. I think the first thing to say is that in all this, God is sovereign. God is in charge. It's not that things have been taken out of his hands and God was helpless. God has seen that the fruit of sin will materialize. You reap what you sow. And so I think that's one of the things that we have to learn and to just trust God in. We live in a sinful world. We live in a world that has been corrupted in terms of the environment. And part of the consequences of sin is not just the human consequences, but there's also a consequence in terms of what happens in our surroundings. Sin has affected everything, nature, It's affected our environment. It's affected just literally everything. The food that we eat, everything is affected by the fall of man. And so personal tragedies and so on, there is the mark of sin that is upon the situation. Now, it may not always be someone's personal sin. It can be the consequence of living in a sinful world. I think another thing that's important to bear in mind is that much as we should and do value life, we need to recognize that there is an eternity ahead for those who trust in Jesus. And so James was in heaven. He wouldn't have been complaining about losing his head, literally. And the pastors from Mozambique now swept into eternity. They're not complaining. They recognize God's hand upon them. They're now with him. And the third thing that I just want to say is that it is never a bad thing for proud men and women, of which we can all be part of, just kind of giving the impression we live forever. Those moments that remind us how swiftly things can change, how uncertain life is, can cause us to fear God. And for those who don't know Jesus, it's especially important that we're all ready to face death when that may come. So that's what I want to share with you today. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.